Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind. Can't believe it, man. Every week you hear me say it, but each and every week I can't believe it more and more, to be quite honest with you. That much closer to playoff football, meaningful games starting to happen, and speaking of that, some really stellar performances. Like I always do, have the opening rant for you. Green Bay Packers get it done emphatically. Aaron Rodgers, four touchdown night, passing 50,000 career passing yards. What a tremendous performance from that dude. Unbelievable performance from Patty Mahomes. Over 400 yards, 462, I believe, to be emphatic. And then Tyreek Hill, what a performance from that guy. Just a record performance from that guy. 269 yards, three touchdowns on the day, the 13 catches. Just a miraculous day. Unbelievable stuff happening on the football field. 49ers not ready to lie down and say we're done in the NFC at all. They get a nice victory over the Rams. Gotta like what the Saints continue to do with or without Drew Brees in that lineup. Taysom Hill gets it done one way or another, more often with his legs than not, and probably a good thing when I think about that. Browns, again, another team with a great running game. They keep continuing to pound that ball on the ground, and rightfully so. Great running attack. Dolphins, a win that they got to get. Cardinals, they lose a game where they got to win. A little bit disappointing in that one. Titans, they flex their muscles, man. What a performance from Derrick Henry, too. That dude was a beast. 178 yards on the ground for him, the three touchdowns. So much to get into, obviously. It is the NFL Rewind, people. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Rodgers alone in the shotgun. Jamal Williams wide to the right. Three receivers bunch to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side. Snap. Rodgers looking. Pump fakes. Now still looking under pressure. Throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown. A sensational play to Jamal Williams. My goodness.
Second and 10. Adams, 13 targets, 9 catches. Graham, touchdown, Green Bay.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
That is just a fact of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf hanging out with you. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. And check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there, and Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And, man, oh, man, what a performance from Aaron Rodgers. Seriously, just another one of those nights where you're saying, we're watching one of the best. 50,000 career passing yards now. Putting himself in some pretty impressive company. And this guy doesn't need a lot of games to do it either. I think that's the theme, man. Think about Davante Adams as well. Wow. Think about what he's done in 95 games. 500 catches. That's a little bit over 5 a game, people. 5 catches a game. And this season, I think he's already got 70 receptions and has missed a couple games. So a couple guys doing some special things for the Green Bay Packers for sure. I'm going to run through the games, give you the scores from the day. But before I do that, just real quick, want to finish my rant. Vikings had an unbelievable comeback. Like, Kirk Cousins was flat out amazing late in that ball game, and the Vikings wind up stealing a football game. Doesn't always make me happy because I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, but got to give credit where credit is due. Bills, man, look, Josh Allen, just keep compiling victories and let people keep talking about whether you're going to perform or not, because you are performing. And then the Falcons, beating the Raiders, man, the Raiders really, they laid a dud when they couldn't lay a dud. So there's a little bit of a theme that I'm going to have for you throughout the program. And one of them being, for sure, that certain teams that needed to step up didn't do it. Just didn't do it. Flat out. And the Raiders, you're one of them. If I could go back to a few days ago, the Cowboys, you're one of them. Lions, you're one of them. If you wanted to be relevant at all, had to win those games. The Bills, you had to win this game, and you did. Like that. Giants, you had to win. You did. Again, they're not impressive. They're 4-7. But you know what? They had to win because their division stinks, so they got a shot. The Titans and the Colts both had a – this is a big game for both of them. One was going to win, one was going to lose. I guess I'm just kind of surprised with how easy the Titans were able to do it. All right, now let me run through the scores from the day. Packers do win big, 41-25 over the Bears, a lot closer than it really was. Packers were up 41-10 at one point. Chiefs 27-24 over the Buccaneers, and again, another game that winds up sounding closer than it was. Buccaneers had to score 14 points in the fourth quarter to make that a game. Rams, they blow an opportunity against a 49er team that was ripe for the taking. Nick Mullins, once again, does enough to figure out a way to help this team continue to compete. And the Rams, you let one slip away. 23-20 final there. 49ers get the win. Saints 31-3. They just continue to march with or without Drew Brees. Browns 27-25. That game became a little bit more interesting. And I believe Mike Glennon doing it for the Jaguars. So Nick Chubb, huge game, 144 on the ground, touchdown. Baker Mayfield, 256, couple in the air, couple touchdowns. So a solid all-around performance from Cleveland. Dolphins go back to Fitzpatrick, so more Fitzmagic happens. 20-3, they beat the Jets, Jets. Patriots, 20-17, they steal one from the Cardinals, if you ask me. Cardinals up 10-0 to start that game. No offense, second and third quarter. Fourth quarter, they get a touchdown, but they're up 10-0, and you know what? This was a game they're going to wind up saying, we needed to win, and they didn't do it. So a team that needed a victory and didn't get it, the Arizona Cardinals. Vikings, 28-27, magical comeback over the Panthers. Felt bad for Teddy Bridgewater because he did everything possible to put his team in a position to at least have a chance to win this game late, and then the kick was just awful. So good win for the Vikings, 28-27. Colts got run all over by Derrick Henry, 45-26, behind those three touchdowns and 178 yards and 27 brutal, grueling touches and carries from Derrick Henry. Bengals, they go down to the Giants, 19-17, and the kid, the local kid, Finley, for the Bengals gets the start because obviously Joe Burrow's out, and then my man Daniel Jones for the Giants, they get the win. Bills 27-17 over the Chargers. Justin Herbert really hoists the ball up a ton, man. That's all I can say there. Dude throws the ball a ton. 52 attempts, converting 31 of them, 316 yards, and just the Bills, just a better team. Falcons, 43-6, maybe one of the biggest shocks of the day, to be quite honest with you. The Raiders, it was like a hot potato for them, for crying out loud. Four fumbles from them, just really a disaster of a football game when you think about it, when you're talking about late in this season, man. It's week 12. You're playing a team that before this game was 4-6. You're obviously 6-4, and you need a victory. You don't get it. They do. And I like Derek Carr and everything, but never seems to like blow you away with his numbers. I do think there's something that may be a little bit of a cause for concern with that. Because I kind of wonder if this dude can win when he has to. And this is one of those opportunities, and I think you failed the test. So you have the answer right now. This was a bad loss. Bad loss. There's going to be some bad losses and some good losses. That's maybe the theme for today. And the Falcons beating the Raiders, bad loss for the Raiders. Really bad loss for the Raiders. Titans, just a nice win over the Colts, who were probably riding a very emotional high after coming back and beating the Packers. Huge win for the Vikings. Got to be honest with you. Huge win for the Vikings. Painful loss for the Arizona Cardinals. Huge win for the New England Patriots, a team that desperately, like absolutely desperately needed to get a victory. So again, yeah, that's going to be the theme for today. Good wins and bad wins as we are coming late into the season. Dolphins, good win, important win, keeping them within striking distance of the Bills. They're 7-4. Bills 8-3. Browns, again, it's 2020. You know it's 2020 when the freaking Browns are 8-3 and are tied for the fourth best record in all of the NFL. And the Saints, again, they needed to win. And the Broncos, I feel bad for them. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Four of their quarterbacks unable to play because of COVID. That was just kind of brutal, really kind of brutal for them. And you see what the NFL does for the Baltimore Ravens. So I kind of am scratching my head questioning that one. And Chiefs and then obviously Tampa Tom. That was a tough loss for them and great win for the Chiefs. All right, I got a break. I'll do it. Come back, continue rapping about the NFL, man. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Sports Overnight America program. I'll be back.
What a night, Henry! He is gone for the touchdown!
This is Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones, No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Mullins looking to throw. There's Kittle wide open. Kittle in Denver territory. Kittle is going to go. Touchdown. 85 yards.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg. He's got the football. Gives to Henry. Big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans, 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's kind of what the Colts are saying about one Derrick Henry, as he just kept running all over him 27 times, 178 yards, and three touchdowns later, man. Unbelievable performance by him. Just remarkable. You know, and I'm just kind of curious where he is when I think about the MVP race for the NFL. Because the leader's Patty Mahomes. And then Russell Wilson's behind him and Aaron Rodgers behind him and waiting to see what Russell will do, because Aaron was fantastic and obviously Patty was fantastic as well. So I don't think either one of those guys are going anywhere. Where's Derrick Henry though? Like, that dude just is just a handful. Like, there's 11 dudes coming after him and he just plows you over like a Mack truck. Nobody wants to get in that guy's way, and rightfully so. I want to take a little look at the standings and give you kind of an idea of what the playoff picture is right now. Buffalo, who's 8-3, and Miami, who is 7-4, they're both in. New England, 5-6, on the outside looking in for sure. Jets 0-11. I threw the question out there and it still goes. Are the Jets going to go winless? And are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to go undefeated? Both have a decent chance of happening. Okay, so that's the scenario there. Bills in, Miami in right now, I believe. So that would be two teams. Pittsburgh in, obviously, they're undefeated. The Brownies, man, again, 2020 is freaking nuts. Because I'm not quite sure whether or not the Cleveland Browns are this good or it's just a little bit of luck. And it's week 12 and they're 8-3, man. Cleveland Browns. 8-3 in the postseason. Baltimore at 6-4 on the outs looking in. Tennessee Titans now with that big victory on top of their division. But the Colts, who are 7-4, they're in. Kansas City 10-1, they're in. Vegas 6-5, costly loss. If I've done my math correctly, on the outside looking in. So that's what's going on in the AFC, and obviously still just a ton of things to be determined. NFC East is a joke, but it's going to be a fun joke. I guess that's maybe the way to put this. It's atrocious. But with that being said, the Giants might be playing halfway decent football. They have won three straight. They have looked decent on defense. Still don't trust Daniel Jones, obviously. But okay, here's the situation. 4-7, 4-7, them and the Washington team, the Giants and the Washington team. Eagles still to play, obviously. Monday night are against the Seahawks, which must win for the Eagles. Going to be tough. I don't think they're going to do it. So going to assume that the Giants and Washington will be atop that division. Packers 8-3 on top of their division. And big loss for the Bears. Big win for Minnesota. But both teams basically three and a half games behind the Green Bay Packers. Three games in the win, three games in the loss. So that's – and we got five to play. I think the Packers are winning that division. That's what I'm saying. 12-4, maybe – I've looked ahead a little bit. They have the Titans down the road. That's maybe the one game I think could give them trouble. Lions, I think. Bears on that one more time. Not a tough schedule if you get what I'm saying. But the one game that does look a little challenging would definitely be the Titans. So the Packers, 11-5 if they have a hiccup, 12-4 if they lose to the Titans, 13-3 if they win out. All very possible scenarios. New Orleans, 9-2. Tampa, 7-5, taking a hit. That was a hit losing to Kansas City. That was one of those bad losses. Bad losses, good losses, unbelievable performances. That's kind of the theme of Week 12. Derrick Henry was sick. Patrick Mahomes was unreal. Tyreek Hill was flat-out nasty. Aaron Rodgers passing 50,000 yards and four touchdowns later. Devontae Adams getting to 500 catches and 95 games. Guys played some major roles today, man. Got to give those people shouts out. New Orleans, like I said, 9-2. Tampa Tom, 7-5. That loss might be costly. Seahawks, 7-3. Rams, 7-4. Cardinals, 6-5. Again, they took a costly L. However, Tampa and Arizona both in the postseason right now. Again, now it's about how you finish. Really about how you go out there and you finish. You got to finish strong. Can't let this be something that lingers, like if you're an Arizona Cardinal team. You just got to go back and get back to the drawing board and say, okay, we really blew it. But you know what? We're not going to let it linger. We're going to move right on. Fastest thing you can do. I think when you watch some of these things that make a guy like Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes so dynamic is that they can beat you in a couple of different ways. Like Aaron still can get – he can still use his legs, but now he's doing a little run-pass option and he's – obviously seeing things at the line and changing things last second. And I just think when you watch guys like that, you really get an appreciation for how well they understand the game and how well they see the field. Patty Mahomes, same thing, man. I love watching that guy go out there and operate. That's what I would call it. Aaron Rodgers, at times, he's out there operating. Patrick Mahomes, at times, the majority of the time, out there operating. Picking you apart. Like, surgically, just going through you and slicing you up, making you look kind of silly. these guys are fantastic. They really are. Really, really, really good football players. I think if I had my choice right now, watching what I've seen so far for like a Super Bowl matchup, I do think Rodgers Mahomes, it right now it sounds really sexy. Dorfman's not usually like a guy that is into that kind of thing, but right now these two guys look to me like they're flat out the best quarterbacks in the game. And it's an interesting question. I'm going to throw it out there. Do you think that the gap between, like, if you think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback, or if you think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, I'm not going to say one way or another you're right or you're wrong. I do think personally Patrick Mahomes is number one, and I do think that Aaron Rodgers is probably number two. But my point is, do you think the gap is the same between like Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes as it is from Aaron Donald and anybody else? Think about that. I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 12 style of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself,
seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun, Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line, 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He goes to left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill! It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down! He pulls a Houdini! What a play by Mahomes!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind of Sports Overnight America. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind with me here on Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, you can always check out the Dorf on Sports show. It's 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sunday mornings, and then you can always check me out locally in Phoenix, Arizona, Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Arizona time. Check me out on pulseradio.fm. All right, so look, and keep hanging out with me, by the way, into the wee hours of the night. Love talking NFL with you people. Just can do it all night, seriously. Never gets old, never gets tired, never gets boring. Speaking of never getting boring, I want to keep the conversation moving with myself. Get at me, Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Get at me, Dorf on Sports on Facebook. Get at me, The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And what I noticed about, again, you heard me say it, great players, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, they're great quarterbacks. Is the separation between them the same as Aaron Donald and anybody at his position, or anybody for that matter on the defensive side of the ball, for crying out loud? Because these guys are offensive players, so let's just open it up. And obviously quarterbacks, and they need wide receivers. We know that, and Tyreek Hill is flat out ridiculous. 269 yards, 3 touchdowns, 200 yards, I believe, of which all in the first quarter. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. These guys go out there and they just perform, hopefully. Patty Mahomes does his thing. Aaron Rodgers does his thing. Here's what I'm noticing about Tom Brady, okay? Tom Brady, to me, and again, this game winds up being 27-24. So it sounds a lot closer than it really was. 14 points from the Buccaneers in the fourth quarter, 0 from the Chiefs. Here's the problem with teams sometimes, okay? Now here we're going to get why you have good and bad. Why you have some teams that were able to win games that they should and teams that lost, okay? Here's why we're going to get into that now. Okay, so when you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you score 20 points in the first half and you give up 7, you're feeling really good. Then you go into the second half and you know what? You just kind of like all of a sudden say, let's put it in cruise control. And then what starts happening is the dudes on the other side of the field realize that they have an opportunity to get back into the football game, and then they somehow, some way, start making plays and putting things together, and before you know it, we got ourselves a football game when we really shouldn't have had a football game. And here's the difference with, like, a Chiefs team that has won a Super Bowl from last season moving into this season, where the Green Bay Packers, I worry about things like what happened with them last week against the Colts, because you see what the Chiefs were able to do. Yeah, they were struggling. They weren't moving the ball very well because they got too complacent. Like I'm saying, Buccaneers made it a game. They get in it, have a chance to kind of really make it interesting, but then Patty Holmes comes up with the goods. Like that's what great players do. They come up with plays and stops when they have to. Aaron Donald, you run away from that guy. You're always running away from him. You want nothing to do with that guy. I mentioned it earlier and never really got into it. This is part of the good, bad, and the ugly. And again, why you win or lose games. What happened to the Broncos, in my humble opinion, is atrocious. It's wrong. It's unfair. It shows you that in leagues like this, if you don't have a star or a stud as your quarterback, most likely, I'm going to use that because the situation with Baltimore, they just kept moving that game until people could get healthy, and they keep having people testing positive. So I don't know what in the hell is going on, to be quite honest. But somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to get it done. But my point is that I feel like the NFL somewhat took it upon themselves to make a point and use them as an example. They didn't like the way that the Broncos chose to deal with COVID. So instead of fining them, which they could have done, and then that probably hurts the owner, right? But they made him play a football game without a freaking quarterback, man. Like, that's just crazy stuff, okay? You can't make it up. So that to me is like they decided, okay, let's make it so that, you know what, we make it so that we just paralyze this football team. Kendall Hinton, 1 of 9, 13 yards, people, 2 interceptions. This was just a joke. And by the way, it wasn't looking great for Taysom Hill early, but here's the difference. The Saints have a really good defense, and Taysom Hill will beat you with his legs. He's going to beat you with his legs, okay? He's tough, really tough. Vikings, the reason they won a football game is because all of a sudden Kirk Cousins became this dude that, like, was legit. And here's why I'm going to give him credit. No Adam Thielen, man. And he was thrown to people that I'm pretty sure he's not very comfortable with. So that was pretty striking to me. I like that. I really like that performance. If the Vikings didn't have that hiccup, they would be 6-5. And I'm talking about the loss to the Cowboys. Bad loss. Happened a week ago for them. Again, you can probably go through the schedule with every team and go, oh my God, that's the game right there that blew it for us. If you don't make the postseason. Probably could do that a few times for the Vikings this year. But we'll see, man. Anything's possible. Feel bad for Teddy Bridgewater, man. He played well. Did a good job. Really did a good job for the Panthers. Gave them an opportunity to win that football. Mistakes, man. Another thing that I kept seeing. Mistakes. Like, dude shanked that ball so bad. And then talking about shanks, Zane Gonzalez, Arizona Cardinals. Dude messes up between 40 and 49 late in football games. It's a pattern. Okay, this hasn't happened once. It's happened at least 4 times this season. And these were big kicks. And that's why you lose football games, man. I'm sorry, but those are crucial. Kickers, the best thing for them is to have a short memory, man. It's like a pitcher, I think. Because you're only as good as your last kick. And if you didn't make your last kick, well, phew. When you have to go out there and put it in the clutch, feel bad for you, man. I really do. Because doubt is just creeping. Doubt is just all upon you, man. And then when you give the Patriots an opportunity, because of miscues and, you know what? The Arizona Cardinals are the most undisciplined football team in the NFL. The most penalized football team in the NFL. They lead the NFL in a stat where you don't want to lead the NFL. Like, can't make this stuff up. And the reason why they lose football games is because Isaiah Simmons, he's a rookie, late in the ball game. Get the hell away from Cam Newton as he's running to pick up a first down. And by the way, that first down that he got, third down and 13, probably expecting a pass, obviously. Really, really smart decision from Cam Newton, who has really looked poor. And speaking of looking poor, Kyler Murray, man, I'm sorry, but I got to call it out when I see it. This guy wasn't healthy. And in my humble opinion, should not have been on the football field. Like, Kyler Murray doesn't run the ball five times for 31 yards. Okay? That doesn't happen. And don't tell me that the Patriots had a really good game plan. I ain't buying that crap, man. Just not buying it. So don't tell me that, you know what, they just had a really good game plan and, you know, that's not the game plan. Sorry, man. Here's the deal, and you're hiding it, okay? Kyler Murray's not healthy. That shoulder's probably worse than we know because, quite frankly, I didn't think he was making throws. It wasn't going downfield much. So what was up there? Did they have a really good game plan for all the wide receivers too? And D-Hop, man, D-Hop getting five targets? That can't happen, bruh. That can't happen, man. So, yeah, I think that there were a lot of miscues for teams. That's a big theme, miscues, and that obviously leads to bad losses. And the Cardinals are, like, on top of that list. They're probably on the first – they're on the first line of that list. Panthers, put them up there because they blew that game, had a shot to win with a field goal. Again, these aren't gimmies. I get it. They're not gimmies, people. I understand. But this is your job. Like, you're paid to do this. So you should be really good at it. At least in my humble opinion, you should be really good at it. So, yeah. I want to get this in before I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Baker Mayfield, decent game. Actually a decent game. Couple touchdowns, no interceptions. But the running game they have is flat out. It's the bomb, man. No other way to say it. That running game just comes at you. The same way that Derrick Henry does, the freight train. Derrick Henry just plows you over, and Nick Chubb does that a little bit, and Kareem Hunt, nice mix-up back with him. So, yeah, theme for me today, a few different things on the Dorfman's mind, quite frankly. Some teams that came up with nice victories and big wins when they needed to. And some teams that were unable to come up with the good. So you failed. You failed majorly. And then huge performances from guys. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Derrick Henry. Just great stuff. I got a break. I'll do it. Come back and wrap things up. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, week 12 of the NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Higgins goes wide left, Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side wide right, Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield, shotgun, takes the snap, Baker back, Baker looking, Baker firing, down the middle, got a man, it's Higgins to the three! And the Browns are going to come out, and here they come, Dontrell Hilliard checks into the game at running back. Two receivers right, Beckham and Landry, two off wide to the left, first and goal at the four, they give it to Hilliard off the right side, he's at the goal line with a push and a shove! He's in! Touchdown, Dontrell Hilliard! Mayfield gets motion from one of the tight ends, takes the snap, gives. Chubb runs to the left, bangs it to the outside, he dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Nick Chubb, his second of the day!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final time coming at you. Dorfman, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, come to you each and every Sunday, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take you into the wee hours of the night. Love talking NFL football with you people. Going to run through scores real fast and then have a parting shot like I always do. Falcons 43-6 over the Raiders. Bills 27-17 over the Chargers. 19-17 Giants over the Bengals. Titans 45-26 over the Colts. Huge performance from Derrick Henry. Panthers go down to the Vikings 28-27. Patriots 20-17. They steal one from the Cardinals 20-3. That's the finals. Dolphins as they beat the Jets. Fitzpatrick back in the game for them. Gotta like that, to be honest with you. He deserves it. Browns 27-25 over the Jags. 31-3 is the score of the Saints. Broncos, again, I think they got literally screwed, robbed, however you want to put it. 49ers 23-20 over the Rams. Chiefs 27-24 over the Buccaneers. And the Packers 41-25 over the Bears. Big, big victory because it puts a little separation for them. All right, good, bad, a little bit of some disappointment, great performances from people. Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Rodgers. Man, oh, man, great job, guys. Really, really good stuff from you people. Derrick Henry, list goes on, obviously. And then some of the bad. Cardinals, you got to win that game, man. You got to beat a lousy New England Patriot team. And you too, Raiders, bad loss. All right, I'm getting the heck out of Dodge. Can't wait to be back next week on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.